हरे कृष्णा। प्रैक्टिस भक्ति फॉर एक्सपीरियंस नॉट एक्सपीडियंस। मेनी पीपल स्पेशली दोज हु आर ब्रॉविन ब्रॉट अप इन अ भक्ति कल्चर नो वेर द पेरेंट्स और देर सोशल सर्कल्स यूज टू प्रैक्टिस भक्ति इन द सेंस ऑफ गोइंग टू टेम्पल ऑब्जर्विंग सम फेस्टिवल्स going attending the aarti of the deity. Now they may practice bhakti just because of expedience. That means it's convenient to do so. Otherwise people will disapprove, people will censure, and better to avoid a social disruption. That's why they practice bhakti. Now at one level it is good to practice bhakti for whatever reason. At the same time, when bhakti is practiced for expedience, just for getting it done with, okay, daily, or once a week or whatever, I'm expected to go to the temple or I'm expected to do this, I'll do it. If we do it just because it is, just to get it done with, then our heart is not open to experience Krishna. Because when we're doing something for the purpose of expedience, that means our heart is somewhere else. We are occupied, we are attached, and we are filled with other things. Maybe you are thinking, okay, as soon as this aarti gets over, I'll go and get this done. I'll watch the TV, I'll go and do that. So when we are that way, when our thoughts are caught in other things, then Krishna cannot enter into our consciousness. Krishna cannot enter into our heart. And we deprive ourselves of the supreme sweetness of Krishna that can be experienced through the receptive part of practice in bhakti. In fact, many times when such people who traditionally, as a matter of expedience, practice bhakti, when they see people from different parts of the world practicing bhakti, and when they see that, oh, these people, when they do kirtans, they are so enthusiastic, so exuberant, they are so ecstatic. Now, we have done kirtans, but we never found it. What is this? So, what is the difference? Why is it that they are experiencing this ecstasy, but we are not? Now, this was what actually, now what happens? When people from the other cultures, from cultures where the Krishna Bhakti tradition was not native to them, when they practice bhakti, they are not practicing it for expedience. And for them, it is not expedient actually. It is quite inconvenient. Often they have to go against their cultural notions, and often they face disapproval from their social circles. But they do it because they have tasted Krishna. They have experienced Krishna through bhakti. And that experience is so fulfilling that they just want it more and more and more. They are hooked to it and they can't live without it. And actually bhakti has this potency to deliver transcendental experience. 9.2 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmim Susukham Kartum Avyayam. So Krishna states that he gives various attributes of bhakti here, but relevant to us, he states that Pratyakshavagamam Dharmim. Pratyakshavagamam, it is directly experienced within. It is experienced. Dharmim, this is the path of dharma, that it experiences truth from within. Susukham Kartum Avyayam. And what is the experience? Susukham. Is extremely joyful. In fact, the Bhagavatam also reiterates this point by saying, Bhakti Paresha Anubhava Virakti Ranyatraja. Bhakti Paresha Anubhava. Bhakti gives Paresha Anubhava. The experience of God, that transcendental Ishvara, it gives it happiness. And the result of that is Virakti Ranyatraja. One feels that this experience is so fulfilling. Why do I need any other experience? I just want to experience this more and more and more. So, actually, that opportunity to experience Krishna is there each time we engage in any bhakti activity. be it chanting the holy names, be it taking darshan of Krishna, be it in studying scripture, be it in hearing Krishna Katha, each of these are an opportunity for us to experience Krishna, because Krishna manifests through these devotional activities. Bhakti is a process that delivers experience of God. But if we start doing bhakti activities mechanically, that means, oh, I just made a commitment and I have to do it now. I have taken a vow or I'm expected to do it. Then, if our consciousness is not available for Krishna, then we cannot experience Krishna. And then, even we may start finding bhakti mechanical. Although we may have chosen bhakti because of the experiences that bhakti has given us in our early years. But then now, when we start doing it for experience, then we miss the experience. And then bhakti becomes mechanical, it becomes burdensome. And then we start thinking, why am I doing this? Why did I ever choose this? And in that way, we start even thinking of giving up the path of bhakti. But we don't have to go on that course. There's nothing wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with the process of bhakti. What is wrong is that we are not available. We are not making ourselves available to witness and relish the magic of bhakti, the magical potency of bhakti to deliver the experience of Krishna. That's why it's good to be consciously conscious. That means whenever we are starting a devotional activity, we can say to ourselves, now is an opportunity for me to serve Krishna, to experience Krishna. Let me put other things aside. Let me open my consciousness, open my heart to receive Krishna. And then, as we open ourselves to Krishna more and more, the experience of Krishna will become richer, deeper, sweeter. And then, susukham kartum avyayam, the sukha that we'll be experiencing will be avyaya. It will go on eternally. As we delight in eternal love for Krishna, in this world as well as the next, in his supreme abode. Thank you. Hare Krishna.